down Daf Chesel and Aleph in the Mai, top of the page. Margon the Malkus Sarkoya Naplas. So there's a gem that fell out of the Arabian king's possession. A mouse swallowed it. So they came to Rapinus Ben Yair.
The other one looks more interesting.
They came to Rapinus Ben Yair, who we've seen already from the previous page, had a special ability to assemble mice, but I guess his reputation preceded him. Amalei, Sir Rapinus Ben Yair, said to him, Manana, what do you think I am, Chavar? You think I'm some kind of a, you know, magician, a conjurer? So he says, Amalei, Lishmach Tova Ases. I heard about your good name. I didn't come for you to do Isuri Deraisa. I just heard that you have special powers. Gazara Lehinu Tmeisen. So Rapinus Ben Yair made a decree, and the mouse, the mice, all gathered around. Chamos, so he saw Chad, one of the mice, Magba Ba'asi, he was kind of like walking, kind of like funny. Amar Gabi Hahon Nihu. It must be that's the one. That's the mouse with the which swallowed the gem. Gazara Loi, so he pronounced the decree again, but Pinchas Ben Yair is doing his magic there. Ufalte, and the mouse spit it out. So the Arabian king got back his gem. Of course, they don't have the follow-up story of, and as a result, he rewarded Rapinus Ben Yair with all kinds of riches. But that's not here. It doesn't say that. Rapinus Ben Yair asal lechadasar. So he went to a certain place. Asal lekabei. The residents came. Amalei, they said to him, "Listen, we want to ask if long. We don't have enough water. The springs are not giving us enough supply to irrigate our fields." Amalei. So he said to them, "Dilmala atum masakin. Maybe you're not taking off the maishas the way you're supposed to." Omulei or Van. So they said, okay, if we accept upon ourselves now and to do so, do you promise and guarantee us that if we do that, we'll have the right adequate amount of water? For Arvon, and he guaranteed it for them. This is called doing Avodah Lishma, right? But Aspek Lahon, and it was enough. Doing mitzvahs, even Shalashma, is better than not doing them at all. Volishma. Rav Pinchas Ben Yair have a Ozel Beis Vad. He's going to, this isn't a variation of this story in Chul and Dav Zayin, but this is the way we have it. Pinchas Ben Yair was going to study Torah. In the Gemara, I think he was going to do Pinyan Shvuyim. V'hava Genai Aver, the Genai River was getting stronger. So, you know, it was like this roaring river. He couldn't pass through it. By the way, you know, Rabbi Yisrael, that it says in Hilchos Shabbos, where it talks about going through a river, it says walking through a river is pikuach nefesh. It's, you're not supposed to walk through a river of running water. So, that's true. That's true. That's not running water.
That's just a pond.
It could be. It's not a running river. A roaring river is a sakanas nefeshes. So you would not go through a roaring river. No. Amalei here he's going. You know, he's going to study Torah. It's not letting him. Obviously, it's too strong. What are you doing, Gennai? You're holding me back from the study hall. In the Gemara Chulin, it's much more expressive. It says, "I'm going to do Ritzon Shomakim," and Gennai says back, "I'm also doing Ritzon Shomakim." You know, it's like, you know, what makes your Ritzon Shomakim better than my Ritzon Shomakim? The Gemara Chulin is a lot more expressive. Uploy come what?
What are you saying?
Sorry.
Page are you on? What place?
A1. The second column, and the river split before him. Bavar, he passed over. Amalei Talmidim. The Talmidim said to him, "Yochlan Anan Avrin, could we cross over as well?" Amalein Man Diyada Benafshei Deloyachol Gavar Nashmi Yisrael Min Yoy Mai. If whoever knows that he never slighted another Jewish person all his days, Yavar, he could go by as well, Volomen K, he will not be harmed.
Nobody went.
So, whether nobody went or not, so in number 5, he mentions that he's just referring to all Bein Adam Lachaveiro types of Averis. He was just mentioning, you know, one of them. But what he meant was generically, have you kept all the Bein Adam Lachaveiros? If you have, then you're good to go. Okay. Rebbe Bo'o Mishrei Shmitza.
Do you have any idea why it's Metafet and Ochaveros that have to do with the splitting of the
No, no, that's not, this, that's not what had to do with splitting. It had to do with that it would not cave in on them. Yeah, that, that's that. That he, apparently, the Medom Lamakum
kind of says in the footnote
was what you could get. You don't need you have to be get the mechila from the person, otherwise you don't get kapara for the avera, right? What does it say? L'fnei Hashem titaru. Those averas which are l'fnei Hashem, you can get on Yom Kippur. But if you don't ask your friend for mechila, then it doesn't work. So that's why the avera is more restrictive. So you want to make sure that you take care of it. I don't have any hocus pocus shot for you here. I'm sure you can come up with something. Yeah. But it's not like, you know, geschmack. Okay. So Rebbe bought Mishrei Mishmitzah. Now Rebbe wants to, it was famine apparently, and Rebbe wanted to be matir all the malachos of Shemitah, which are normally osur. Why would he allow me to do that? Because Shemitah, Rebbe, there's a big note here in 6, but the bottom line is like this. It's very short and simple. Bezman Shai Yovel Noheg, that's when Shemitah is Noheg, and Yovel is only Noheg Bezman. That all the Shvatim are in their place. That means they're in their particular Nachlas. It's not enough for them to be, you know, they say that we're about to enter, and maybe this year, the Rove of Yidden are going to be in Eretz Yisrael at the end of this year. That's what I heard, that's what I read. But that's not going to be enough to bring back Yova, because Yova requires that we all know which Shevet we're in, and we all know which Chalik we're supposed to be in, and that's when Yova will come back. So, it's Shemitah, therefore, is only Darabanan. And since it's Darabanan in times of need, like we had over here.
Do we know the Yovel cycle nowadays?
Yeah, you could figure it out.
It's Machlokas, whether it's the seventh year or whether it's the eighth
you
year.
You could figure it out.
So, we don't know. But, we would always meet the Yovel but not do all the other stuff? Or
what's that?
We wouldn't work the land during the Yovel if it was.
But not nowadays. If it would have been a normal.
So it's completely erased.
There's no Yovel draw button. Okay, yeah. So again, last paragraph. Since Rebbe maintained Shvius was enforced merely at the rabbinic level. Since there was a famine, he wished to formally suspend the restrictions that year. Okay? He says it was a gzera shena tzibur yichon lamid ba. Okay, so that it was quite. This could be, you know, I mean, I wouldn't have said it that way. I would have said, you know, if this is a real famine and this is a real shiloh of pikuach nefesh, what do you need any special chesbonis over here? Even if it was the Raisa, maybe you'd be matter if it was necessary, I guess. No?
You'd say that even the Raisa,
really? On the Nefesh?
On a famine? You'd say that there's no Shemitah during a famine?
I don't know. How bad is it? If nobody has food? Yeah? I don't know. Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? This is beyond my pay grade, obviously, but, you know, it's just something to contemplate. Okay.
Rebbe, usually when there's a famine, it's because no food is growing. So what are they accomplishing by planting?
That's not necessarily true. If you had a water supply, then you'd be able to perhaps cultivate something. But as long as you know, in other words, if year 6 was a famine year, and then year 7 there was rain, but if you're not working the land, so okay, whatever. Akasha from Eisen, let's keep going. So that's what Rebbe wanted to do. Slankram Pinchas Minyar Legabe, Pinchas Minyar was not happy with this initiative, and he went to see Rebbe to join the conference of rabbis who are considering this. So Amalei. So we said, Maivu Rayaviden, how are the grain crops doing? In other words, when what Rebbe was, I guess, you know, kicking off the conference, asking the Rabbanim, you know, first let's get a status, let's level set here, let's have all the Rabbanim understand, a lot of them have been in the base medrash the whole time, they're not aware of the difficulties, you know. How's the crops doing? So that's this first question. So Malay, Sir Pinchas Ben Yair said, Ulshin Yofos, the Ulshin herbs are superb. So what are Ulshin? It's not clear exactly. He says, from the bottom, he has it's type of chicory, it might be endives, whatever, it's not clear what it is. Let's not worry about what this is. He says, Ulshin are doing well. So Rabbi thought he didn't understand what he said. My Rayadini asked him again how the grain crop's doing. Amalei, Ulshin Yofos, he again repeated it again. So V'yidah Rabbi, D'lesu Maskim Imei. So Rabbi realized that he's not going to be on his team. He's not going to vote to be Mater, the Melachos. So Amalei, so he turned to another subject. So he said, Mashkach Rabbi Melchol Iman Tzivchar Patal Yom Adain, which I don't know what that words mean, but I can read it in English. Would my teacher care to dine with us a little in the shade on this day? So normally, your Pinchas Ben Yair had a reputation of never accepting an invitation. He brings down from I guess it's from other Gemaras in Bali, maybe, that either it's because he felt a person would be embarrassed to say that he doesn't want him to come over, he really doesn't have enough food, so it would be associated with Mastrakas Labai law, and he didn't want to eat from that guy, or even the person had enough, but it wasn't with Lev Shalem. His heart wasn't in it. So because of that, but Rebbe, he knew he had enough food and he knew his heart was in it. So therefore, he accepted the invitation. Rebbe was thrilled. Okay? Chama. So Amalai ate. He said, yeah, I'll eat. Minichais. When he went down from the upper story, in other words, he came down the steps. Chama mulvasa de Rebbe Kaiman. He saw white mules on Rebbe's property, Omar. So he said, Kol Elaine Yehudoi Zonin. These are dangerous animals. These white mules apparently are very dangerous. So the angel of death is in the house of this one, and I should dine with him. That's what the English says. So Eshed Lechomi Svar Apoy Min Kedain. Maybe he will not see my countenance from now on. Meaning, that's it.
I'm out of here.
I'm not hanging around this house. This is the Malacham office is here. He's feeding the Malacham office. I'm out of here. It's not for me. Azulav Arm the Rebbe, so they told Rebbe what happened. Shulk Rebbe, he sent a delegation after him. Boy, feist day, they're trying to appease him. Now we're going to Ches on the base. 8B. Matan Bay Gabikarate. So they reached him near his city. Amar, so Pinchas Ben Yair tried to make a block, this little bit of a blockade. B'nei Bakarte, corvinly, residents of the city, approach me. I think he wanted them to make a wall around him, I guess. V'nuchasu b'nei karte ma'akvole, so they all surrounded him. You know, they had a whole crowd of people around him, making him unapproachable. Umrun loin, so the delegation said to them, Rebbe boy mefaiste, Rebbe wants to appease him. So they heard, oh, Rebbe's sending this delegation, we don't want to get in the way of Rebbe, right? Shavkune va'azolon. So they abandoned him, and they went away. Amar, so Pinchas Ben Yair saw that they had left him, so he said, my own children, B'nei Didi, my own children, which some say refers to Malachim. He had people. He had Kechas, which he had available at his disposal, that I guess we're not that familiar with. Corvinly, come approach me. So now he has fire surrounding him. You know, if you want to get close to Pinchas Ben Yair, you're going to have to wear, what's it called, asbestos suits? Yeah. Azalan Amarun the Rebbe. So they went back to Rebbe and they said, listen, you know, this is not Shaykh. We can't do this. So Rebbe said, Hol v'lozavino z'chinanan nisvamine ba'amu hadein. We would not merit to have our fill of him, meaning we weren't able to be mishamash him and be netted from him in this world. So Niskei Nisba Minei Ba'alma Da'asei will be able, hopefully, in the world to come. Now, what happened with the Shemitah year? I don't know. Yeah. That's dropped, of course. That we don't know what happened over there. Okay. Next story, and final story.
What does that mean that it'll show Chalik Dusha in the next world?
I don't know if you guys realize it. But in the next world, we're going to be having Yerushalmis here. I mean, if this world, this is the way we're Nohag, that's the way it is in the Alma Dasi. That's it's a facsimile of your Yiddishkeit, the way you were Nohag in this world is the way it is in Olam Haba also. It's the same thing. Your Chavrusas are the same. Your Abayim are the same. Your Chaveim are the same. Everything's the same. Do you know that? I don't know if it's true, but it sounded good.
Amplified,
yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't have him in this world.
So in the footnote it says the reason why is because there was a certain Hashlomas HaNefesh that Rebbe hadn't achieved. Pinchas Ben Yair was much, much older than him, and he had already reached a certain Shlemos, and Rebbe needed to reach that Shlemos. Whatever, I don't know if you buy into those Tratum, but whatever it is, that's what he says. I'm not 100% sure how to answer your question. Yeah, the question is better than the answer. Reb Chagai B'Shem Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, Maisa B'Chosan Echad. Here's a Maisa. He was digging the ditches for the passersby. I think it says for the other regalim, okay, so they could drink. His daughter's going to get married. No, and the flood river swept her away. All the people went to visit him. They wanted to be menachem of all the person. So he wouldn't accept the tanchumen. All the Pinchas Ben Yair, the Gabbai, Pinchas Ben Yair went in to say tanchumen by Menachem, he wanted to be Menachem. Well, come on, Menachem, he didn't accept his tanchumen either. On my line, so he was very taken back by this. And so Pinchas Ben Yair said to the people, "Deinu chasidchom, this is what you call, you know, Maisa b'chasid echad, he's your chasid." He's like not behaving himself. Hatzor Tom and Paula, you're supposed to accept all whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu's guys are. This is not a way to behave. Notice those of you who are makvid on lashon hara and mechilas, and I always like to point out that apparently it doesn't always hold true 100%. I mean, I'm just bringing this against ha'ara. Sometimes something is you know, like what's going on over here? This is your chassid. If I would do that, I would have a Misha Beirach, that would be the end of it. Like, what are you opening up your mouth for? That's how you behave? You don't criticize someone. He just lost his daughter, and you're criticizing him? Like that's what I would get. You know, I'm not going to tell you who would tell me that. You all know who would tell me that. So, but here you have Reb Pinchas Ben Yair saying it, and everything's good because it's Reb Pinchas Ben Yair. Okay, fine. Amule Rebbe. This is what he used to do. He used to make these pit, these wells, and this is what happened to him. So Omar, so he said, he was with water. He's going to kill his child with water? That cannot be. So basically what he's saying is that's the reason why he wasn't Makabal the Tachumen, because like we know by Yaakov Avinu, as long as he's alive, there's no tanchumen. Yad nafla havar beir. So there was the rumor. Basi ish vita shalais pliny that she escaped. Is tami besifta isarei. She had a peg that she got caught on and was saved by the peg. Is tami. Some say malach yarad ben mos from Pinchas Ben Yair v'hitzila, that there was a malach in the form of Pinchas Ben Yair who saved her. All right.
He needed disguise.
What?
Yeah,
if you want, yeah, that's right. What better disguise could there be? The disguise is obviously to let her know in whose chus she's being saved. Yeah. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, Havayosav Ochel B'Leilei Shabbos. So he's sitting and eating one Shabbos evening. Pas Psora Kamoi. The table collapsed. So, you know, when my table collapses, I say, you know, who was the plothead that put it together and didn't lock the legs, right? That's what I say. But when it happened to them, they were being boidic in their mice, and they're saying something must be a message from Shemayim being given to us here. Amrule, they said, Mahu Kane, what's going on? Amrule. So he said to them, Tavlan Shalti Mishkanti, I'll tell you why. I borrowed spice from my neighbor. I didn't take the maestros from it. So the Hiskatinyanin, he remembered that whatever, some formula, I'm not sure exactly how to translate this. some conditional formula he uttered before Shabbos to enable him to separate the maestros on the Shabbos. And so I guess he said, I'm gonna be take off maestros later on Shabbos. I'm not sure. You're not allowed to take maestros on Shabbos because it's tikkun mona, right?
So what happens? The top corner on the right should be.
So when he said that before Shabbos, he said that. So he planned on saying it before Shabbos, but didn't get around to saying it. He's something happened before Shabbos that didn't take place.
And he made some kind of tonight that wasn't like,
Erek Zayin Halachala.
What?
Erek Zayin Halachala.
Erek Zayin Halachala. That's where it's
look at Mara Fulda.
I think they reference Parak Zayin Mishnah Aleph. That's what I think what we're hearing over here. He says from Erev Shabbos, Ma ani osav hafresh machar, the 100th which I'll separate from my portion tomorrow, harehu meiser, v'shar meiser samafloy, zeshos yisam meiser, I'll see chumas meiser alav. So he's basically, the meiser shem kol. So basically what he did was, he said the formula, what I'm going to take off the portions tomorrow, but he hadn't gotten to it yet. And now he got to it, and he actually was mafreshit. And once he was mafreshit, lo and behold, the table came up all by itself. He didn't have to; nobody had to reset it. The table just magically rose.
That's the base also.
What's that?
Alach habeis also, and perek zayin. Alach habeis also by meziga of yain.
Meziga of yain.
That's what will be ma'aser tomorrow.
Oh, it's Shabbos.
No, it's Erev Shabbos.
Well, he said the Dibra Erev Shabbos, and it'll be Chal on Shabbos.
He didn't do it yet.
He didn't do it yet.
But the Dibra is the Nosach of the Dibra.
Okay.
So it's Yesh Breira then?
Yeah. I don't know if it's Breira.
He's going to take it off after Shabbos.
Taking it later is not Breira. In other words, Breira is if, right, if I do a Misa today, and it's going to be based on what's going to happen later, that's Breira. So if I put an Erev on two sides of the town and I say, if the Chacham comes on that side, that should be the Erev. And then if the Chacham comes on that side, that should be the Erev. And then the Chacham comes, so it's Mavara later, I find out on Shabbos where he came, so that might be Breira. I don't know if that's Breira. That might just be a Tanai. What's another case of Breira? Breira, if I have two wives, and they both have the same name. Both are called Esther. So I say, Esther, I write a get. I say, Esther, they'll come out of my doorway first. That'll be the one who this get is written for. So it's not clear today who this get is for. Whoever comes out, it becomes Mavar L'mafreya, who Adler Shema was. But over here,
Trumas and Isis.
Here, Trumas and Isis, what I'm doing is,
I thought that was the
classic.
That's a classic
case. Yeah, that's a classic case.
That's a classic case? Of Breira?
So.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, there was a case of a Galil or in a boat.
No. See, if you say what's left over in the cup is going to be the maestros, then I see that as Breira because it's not clear until I finish drinking what's left over in the cup. But if before we've eaten started the meal, I say, okay, this part is going to be maestro and this part. That's not Breira. That's very clear.
You can't do that on Shabbos. He had to establish something before Shabbos. And then when he was
I was miyachid on Shabbos.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is that Breira?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's Breira. Okay, maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. That's a good question. What's the rule with Breira? We're an Erevin, right? We paskin Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. How do we paskin? Come on, everybody, let's hear.
Yesh Breira.
Anybody else?
Ein
Breira. Ein Breira. You're both right, you're both wrong.
It's the right sort of
Rabban. Oh! Very good. That's the right answer. If it's a D'oraisa, we say Ein Breira. If it's a D'rabban, we say Yesh Breira. That was Joey.
And that was me. That's me.
Joey, we gotta give you a star. I give you a star. Okay. So his kachinyanim, the table rose back by itself. Let's finish the last couple of lines. Rav Tafan Havi Yosef Ha'ochel, Tafan was also eating the Faltus Pitos Minoday. The bread fell from his hands on Malay, so they said, the family member said, Mahu Kane, what's going on? On Malay, Kordam Chalti Vasisi Al Kabaitaris. I borrowed an axe and I prepared Torah food without putting the axe in the mikveh first. So this is kind of like, this lechem was there for Tameh, and so the bread fell. It was a siman min hashamayim that he wasn't supposed to eat it. Okay, Ad Khan, everybody have a good evening. Dov, are you going to be here tomorrow? Are you going to be here tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Might be a Thursday.
Is there a bonfire too? God willing.